One-third of Japan's population is 65 or older. As we age, older adults need more medical care than their younger counterparts. But Japan has implemented a program to keep medical costs down for the elderly and their families. It's a taxpayer-funded insurance program specifically for long-term care. Several U.S. states are exploring their own version of universal long-term care insurance. Could Japan's community-based support be replicated at the state level? For 90.5 WESA News, this is Designing Dignity, a series that explores some of the most pressing questions facing Pennsylvania. Are we prepared for an aging population? And how can we make sure older adults age with dignity? I'm Kylie Kaczynski. Pittsburgh sisters Elena Gibbs and Dara Thompson have been caregivers for their dad Lloyd for about a decade. A few years ago, he moved into an assisted living facility that provided help with eating, bathing, and medication, but not acute medical care. As his Alzheimer's progressed, they moved him to a memory care facility in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. The bill for Lloyd's meals, room, and board is nearly $10,000 per month. Gibbs says her dad's retirement savings and investments cover those costs, but if they didn't have that to rely on?
He would be at home and we would be unemployed.
Yeah.
As she plans for her own future, Gibbs is certain she won't be able to afford the type of care her father is getting today.
We will never be able to afford memory care. Unless we hit the lottery. Maybe then.
Gibbs and Thompson aren't alone. A 2022 KFF survey found that the overwhelming majority of adults say that it would be impossible for them to pay the estimated $100,000 needed for 1 year at a nursing home, or the estimated $60,000 for 1 year of assistance from a paid nurse or aide. Medicare, the federal health insurance program for people 65 and older, does not cover long-term care costs for nursing home stays or personal care facilities. Medicaid, the federal program that insures low-income adults, seniors, people with disabilities, and others, does cover nursing home costs, but it does not cover personal care facilities or memory care centers like the one where Lloyd lives. Another way people pay for home health support or living in a personal care home is private long-term care insurance. But according to Allegheny Health Network Geriatrics Division Director, Dr. Lynn Weinberg, not many people carry long-term insurance.
I have so few patients that have long-term care insurance because it's so expensive. Over the years, I've had probably thousands of patients come into my care since 2013. I've maybe had five patients who have had a long-term care insurance policy.
And she says those who do buy private insurance often struggle to access their plan's benefits.
The hoops you have to jump through so the long-term care policy will start paying for something. Pages and pages of paperwork that you have to fill out. You basically have to demonstrate that person is, like, so sick, and you have to prove that they need it. It's insane.
Japan, meanwhile, subsidizes much of the cost of elder care. In addition to its universal basic health insurance, the country implemented a national long-term care insurance program in 2000. To fund the program, Japanese residents over 40 pay monthly premiums determined by their income. The rest is covered by taxes. As a result, most people only pay between 10 and 30% of the cost of care in Japan. Depending on the level of care, that can look like roughly $1,000 to $3,000 a month. That's significantly lower than what it costs in the U.S. Health officials here are noticing how unaffordable aging has become.
It's an affordability crisis, not just for the person who needs care, but for the family caregiver.
That's Ben Vechti. He's the director of Washington's new statewide long-term care insurance program called WaCares. It's the first in the U.S. to subsidize long-term care. The state began collecting a 0.58% payroll tax about 3 years ago. Starting next month, enrollees will begin to access their benefits. Vechti says the support could help more Washingtonians age at home.
WaCares will enable people to get a home care aide to come in 10, 20 hours a week for a year or longer to do that. Another thing you can use it for is to put grab bars in the bathroom. A lot of people, when they become frail, they slip in the shower, break a hip, go to the ER, never come home. They end up going to a nursing home after that.
But the program is small. Benefits max out at $36,500. Vechti says he knows that isn't enough to cover the entire cost of long-term care, but he says the benefit will also change the state's private insurance marketplace.
If you want more insurance, you can buy it in the private market. And this policy should be more affordable than private coverage today, because we're covering the first tranche of risk. So the insurers don't have to insure that first 36.5.
Legislation that would have established a statewide subsidized long-term care insurance program in Pennsylvania was introduced as recently as 2023, but the bill died in committee. Today, about a dozen states are exploring their own version of a statewide long-term care benefit program. Vecti knows the spotlight is on Washington as enrollees begin accessing benefits next month. As the nation's population ages, he hopes similar conversations are happening in D.C.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the federal government has this in 20 years, because the age wave is such a risk to our economy and to family, middle-class families. It's such an affordability issue, and it's a basic human dignity issue.
As policymakers and families grapple with who pays for care, another question arises. Who will actually provide it? Workforce shortages are already taxing providers, while the demand is only expected to grow. Could robots fill the gaps left by the human labor shortage? And should they? That's next time. Designing Dignity is hosted by me, Kylie Kaczynski, and edited by Glynis Board. Our executive editor is Cindy Lash. Our digital editor is Katie Blackley. Japanese translation provided by Shoko Plambeck. This series is part of a fellowship with the Association of Healthcare Journalists, supported by the Commonwealth Fund.